Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Lee Cantor, and usually I'm joined in the studio with Amy Otto, but she is slumming on vacation somewhere in this great state of Georgia. But today I'm really happy to have with me Corey Jackson. He was a guest on the show a while back, and now he's co-hosting with me. He's the bank manager at the RBC in Sandy Springs, and he's a board member for the Sandy Springs Chamber of Commerce. Great to have you in the studio, Corey. How you been?
Been doing well, Lee. Thanks for having me. I know I'm not as attractive as your normal co-host, but thanks for having
me. It's okay, Corey. You've been quite busy lately. Been a little frazzled talking to you on the phone lately.
Yeah, which is banking these days with the new regulations and all of that. But RBC Bank still remains to be one of the strongest banks in the market right now, and we're actually celebrating. So
you're celebrating that.
Yeah.
How long are you? Has RBC been in Atlanta? A long time.
We've been in Atlanta about 7 years. Mm-hmm. We purchased a group of community banks. And since then, we've been growing rapidly. We have about 64 branches located in Georgia now.
Wow. And you're over at the Prado, right?
Yeah, I'm at the newest location in the Prado, located right here in Sandy Springs.
Yeah, one of our another hosts here, he's the marketing person at Fuego Mundo. Ever go over there?
Oh, all the time. And actually, we're all teaming up with Fuego Mundo, Taco Mac. We're putting on a huge beer fest, which will be this Saturday. So if you guys have nothing to do, come on out and drink some cold beer. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's totally changed over there. Were you over there before the Prado kind of reinvented itself?
No, but I've heard good and bad things about the area. I heard that Frankie's was a great sports bar,
yeah.
But we've done an excellent job. Similar did an excellent job with revitalizing the area, and we're excited about it.
Now, is there anything happening with the Sandy Spring Chamber that our listeners should know about?
Well, we always have things going on with the Chamber. If you go to our website, sspc.org, you will see our calendar. And actually, this week, we have our Networking at Noon series. Typically, we have about 40 or so members or prospective members that will come out and have lunch at Nancy G's. And you get a chance to speak about your business. You get an opportunity to give a 60-second commercial so everyone in the room knows who you are and what you do. Also, we have our Bagels and Breakfast series that we do once per month, and that's actually coming up next Monday. So if anyone's interested in that, go to the website or just email me, corey.jackson@rbc.com.
Cool. Well, we got a great show today. I want to lead off with a good friend of mine, Joe Blumberg. He's the executive director of the Men's Health and Wellness Center. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thanks, Lee. It's great to be back.
So, Joe, you too have been quite busy lately. It's a big time of year for your organization, isn't it?
To say the least, we're coming up on National Men's Health Week, which is a signature time for our particular organization. With our focus on men's health, having an emphasis of events surrounding National Men's Health Week is very important. The week starts next Saturday, the 12th, and it ends actually on Father's Day, which is the 20th. We bookend that week. We start on the 12th with our Men's Health Fair, which is going to be at St. Joseph's Hospital. And then we end the week on the day before Father's Day with our Run for Dad right here in Sandy Springs. We'll have, I'm not even sure how many runners we'll have. We have over 100 registered at the present time, and we've got a week and a half to go. So I'm optimistic that we could have 300, 400 or more participating in that event.
Well, let's start with the expo. What exactly is the expo?
The expo is an opportunity for men to come and be educated and also get free screening for a number of medical problems that are potentially viable for men as they age. The standard screenings that we give deal with three major areas of emphasis for men. First is prostate cancer. The second is the cardiovascular disease, and the third is diabetes, your blood glucose levels. And we want men to understand what their basic numbers are so that they can be sensitive to potential problems in those areas. Not only will we have well in excess of 200 men being screened for these issues, plus five optional screenings that they can take advantage of, but we have 30 exhibitors who are talking about men's health-related issues, and we have presentations from our what we call our Eating to Live program, not only talking to men about what they need to do to eat better and exercise more, but actually showing them how to do that in a way that we know they don't have to give up all the good foods they like to eat. It's just in the way they prepare them and mix them with some of the other foods that they might take in.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. And this is a very interesting concept. How do we find out more about the expo?
Well, the best way to find out about the expo is if you go to our website, which is www.menshealthandwellness. You sort of have to spell it all out as a single word, but it's menshealthandwellness.org.
Okay.
And there you'll find frequently asked questions about our expo. You'll also find all of the information you need to be able to register and to sign up for the various screenings.
Okay. Now, is there an admissions cost to get into the expo?
Well, that's a yes and a no.
Okay.
What we require is a $10 registration fee to really reserve the spot, because we have only a limited number of screening slots available. The physicians can only do so many. Mm-hmm. And we don't want somebody who isn't really going to be there to take the slot of somebody who really wants to come. So we ask for a $10 registration fee, but they can ask to have that refunded at the end of the expo when they leave.
Excellent, excellent. Now, will you have a seminar series component tied with the expo where, you know, Yeah, presentations or what have you?
Yeah, Corey, we do that in two ways. Number one, we have video, large video screens that are posted in a couple of places around the expo, and we're continually streaming content about men's health issues. And then we do have our presentations, the two presentations on Eating to Live, and the other part of it is that Herman Cain's going to be there. And Herman is actually going to conduct a panel discussion of physicians about the impact of the new healthcare legislation on the patient. So that ought to be a very entertaining event.
Oh, yeah.
And we have, as I said, all of the exhibitors are there. We do have the availability of free breakfast. We do have lunches that people can participate in. So it should be a great day, and we're really looking forward to it.
And the Men's Health and Wellness is that's a nonprofit organization, right?
That's correct.
And it's at St. Joseph's, but there's other hospitals that are affiliated with that group.
Yes. As a matter of fact, our sponsors for the event, even though we happen to be having the event at St. Joseph's Hospital, Northside Hospital is a sponsor of that particular event as well. And we have the participation of Piedmont physicians. We have physicians there from Crawford Long. It's a number of hospitals and medical practitioners who have come together to provide this event. And it's not, I say it's a men's health fair, and that's exactly what it is. But we have about 20% of the participants are women who have signed up to take these tests, because the only one they can't take is the prostate test.
Now, and women are a lot of times the driver in the health of a man, right?
Frequently. We know that, I've seen different numbers, but 60 to 80% of the medical decisions around the home are generally made by women. And you'd be surprised, but I get an awful lot of phone calls about people wanting information about the expo, and the calls are from women, not necessarily from the guys.
Probably my wife probably calls.
Yeah, well, that could be. That could be, because they do drive it. There's no doubt about that.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that there's exhibitors. Is it too late to be an exhibitor?
We're down to the last two places that are available for exhibitors. So if somebody really wanted to be an exhibitor, yes, they could call us and be able to do that at the last minute, but we're getting down to the final hour right now.
And but is there you had mentioned a fun run also? Is that Is there sponsor opportunities available for that?
There are sponsor opportunities available for the Run for Dad. And those sponsor opportunities really wind up being much more in the way of promotion, because we take the opportunity to put our sponsors up on the signage as well as giving them recognition, even on the T-shirts that we hand out. And we've got some wonderful sponsors for that event. Costco is behind the event. Home Depot is behind it. Sweet Tomatoes is behind it. Certainly WSB Radio is behind it. And we're going to have PSA announcements from WXIA and a couple of the other stations here in the Atlanta area. So with all of this support, we're very encouraged. We think it's going to be a wonderful event. And the interesting thing about it is that John Dewberry, many of you know John Dewberry from Dewberry Capital in the Midtown area, is our honorary chairman of the event. But Dominique Wilkins is also going to be our official race starter. So Dominique will be there to help with the start of the race and also to help with the award ceremony afterwards.
Good stuff. I mean, that's very exciting. How did you get involved with the organization? Typically, when I, you know, meet people like yourself that are involved in nonprofits, they have a personal vested interest in that nonprofit. So was that the same for you?
Or? Yeah, there's a story there.
Okay.
There is.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, it was certainly a surprise. Mm-hmm. My parents, who both are deceased and from heart disease, I was totally focused on keeping my heart healthy, and I managed to do that and wound up with prostate cancer. Mm-hmm. But when my surgeon, Dr. Nikhil Shah, had finished the procedure with me, and he knew what my background was, which is primarily, I'm primarily an engineer, but I have run a market research company for the last 25 years, and that market research company is in information technology and healthcare. He said, would you be interested in helping to put together this program called a Men's Health and Wellness Program? And the more we talked about it, the more we outlined it, I'm never sure if there's some calling that you get, but I said to myself, maybe this is what I've been planning to do my whole life, and now's the time to do it. So at that point, I said, sure, I'll be glad to, and this is where we are 3 years later. So we've made a lot of progress in the last 3 years.
Great job. Great.
Now, the fun run is, what is that, a 5K?
It's a 5K and a one-mile walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a family event. We're encouraging families to sign up because at the end of the actual run or the walk, depending upon what people want to do, the kids can go into Home Depot and make a gift for Dad. And in addition to that, we've got Sweet Tomatoes, who's providing coupons to be able to come over and have lunch at the Sweet Tomatoes location, which is right in that same parking area. And Costco's providing the bars and the water and everything else that we need in order to make the event a big success. So all the kids who are under 10 years of age are going to get a medal for their participation. And then we have age group winners, both male and female, in I think it's 8 different age categories, including the overall winner, male and female, and the overall senior winner, male and female.
So the route is it starts at the Costco in Sandy Springs,
right,
and then does a 5K loop, but then ends there as well, right?
That is correct. We start at that location. We end at that location. And the city of Sandy Springs has been very helpful in supporting our event. They've tried to get us discounted hotel rates at the hotels that are right in the area surrounding the venue. So if anybody's coming in from out of town, they have an opportunity to take advantage of some really low rates, and it's all within walking distance of the start and the end of the race. And we would like to get as many people out there as possible because, like I said, this is a race to defeat prostate cancer. All of the proceeds are then divided between the support organizations for men who have prostate cancer and prostate cancer research organizations. So it's really important at this particular juncture to begin to emphasize what can be done for men in the same way that Susan G. Komen has emphasized what can be done for women.
Sure, sure. Now, will you receive a honorary T-shirt when you come out to run and walk? Or
you sure do.
Okay, okay, because sure I'm big do. On T-shirts.
Like you get it. A wonderful T-shirt. It's okay. Got the Run for Dad displayed across the front.
Okay.
And it's good quality. We have that for all of the participants. As I said, but except the youngest children who at that particular point, they'll all get a medal.
Okay. Excellent. Good stuff.
And you can enter as a family. That's what you really want, right?
Yes. Sure. Absolutely. There are family rates that are available. So, you know, if you bring up to a family of four, you can do that for $60.
Excellent.
Well, good deal. Now, once again, before we go, the best way to find out more information about all this?
Well, there's two ways. Number one, go to the website. And that's menshealthandwellness.org. And the information for the Run for Dad is directly below the information about the expo on our homepage. Or you can go to active.com. Active.com is a central site for people who are having events here in the Atlanta area. And you can register through that vehicle as well.
And you just type in Men's Health and what's the keyword? Yeah,
when you get there, it's Run for Dad.
Run for Dad.
So you'll be typing in Run for Dad, and that'll give you the information. Or I can have you call me, and I can make sure that I get you a registration form. But
right.
Our number, if anybody wants additional information, they can call me at 678-638-6388.
So that's that website will give you information about the expo, will give you information about the fun run, and also if you want to be a sponsor or a presenter,
then you're going to have to call me and
contact
I'll send
you directly.
A package. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, Corey.
Okay, next up we have Donnie Davis, CEO of Diversified Management Group Worldwide. Welcome to the show, Donnie.
Thank you kindly. Thank you kindly.
Now, what do you got to tell us about Diversified Management Worldwide?
Well, Diversified Management Group, as you know, is a small business consulting firm that specializes in accounting and business management, catered towards the entrepreneur at heart. And we are, at this current time, doing a promotion called Streamline Your Business. And the acronym STEAM is structure, timing, efficiency, accuracy, and maintenance. It's basically an overhaul for your business or your small company.
Wow, that's a great concept. Tell us a little bit more about the STEAM, how it was created, and how you employ it with all of your clients.
Sure. Streamline is basically, in our line of work, what we do is we focus on sort of your back end business functions, if you will, being the operations of things, being systems, if it's billing or payables or payroll. So we focus on making that run better, learning how to do cost cutting, cost savings, also how do we increase your revenue, employee relations. So a lot of the back end of things, and we use that STEAM acronym as sort of our platform, if you will, our filtering process, if you will, along where we tie in the numbers being the financial statements, the tax returns, and we use that method. It's sort of like the Six Sigma. Okay. It's just our proven method, if you will, that's more catered towards small businesses that are either in a startup phase or are experiencing growth, but they can easily lose sight of the structure, growing too fast, and what happens when you grow too fast. Mm-hmm. And so this whole design is structured to put them back on the right track, if you will.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, so you guys offer, you have a full-time CPA that comes in and helps look at the books? Or?
Yes. Okay. We have a team of CPAs, a team of management professionals. Okay. All of our professionals are graduate level in their own particular field or their own particular industry.
Okay.
And so what our professionals do is when we do have a consultation, there are either on-site consultations. And so when you sit with one of our professionals, you sit with someone that actually understands not only your industry but also the business of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent.
Now, can you kind of walk us through one of your clients, like from like what's the pain this person's having, and then they contact you, and then what do you do to kind of make that pain go away?
Sure. So let's say that we have a client that is in business, and let's say a lot of times what we experience is they may be a husband and wife team, and so the husband is usually the front of the business where he's generating the sales or generating the revenue, and the wife is left to run sort of the bookkeeping and do all of the administrative tasks. And so in a situation like that, when they come to us and they, you know, revenue wise is doing relatively okay, a lot of times because they have ventured off into this, and if they're coming from corporate America, it's a lot of things that the business world, you just really don't know, being coming from employee to employer. And so what we do is we take them through an evaluation, and in this evaluation, we sit down along with their financials, if they have their financials together. We sit down and we have
consultation.
Thank you. A consultation. Thank you, Lee. We have a consultation with them where what we do is we go in and we sort of get the core of what their desire is for the company itself, mm-hmm. where we focus on actually where they're at and where they're trying to go. And what we do at that point is we run a industry report, and our industry report is based on accounting data that's real-time data from a portal of accountants that's nationwide. And so this data sort of gives us a absolute or a more pinpoint idea of where their business should be, as opposed to where they're assuming it should be. You know, as business owners, we all assume that our business should be greater than what it is.
Sure.
And so what this does is this sort of takes the fat off of it and kind of brings it down to reality a notch based on the numbers. And in between that, where their expectations are and where their numbers are, we begin to paint a picture for them, if you will, being what the work structure load should be.
So ideally, when would you like to interact with these companies? What part of their life cycle will it be, you know, the startup phase or?
The unique part about it is it really doesn't matter. I mean, our core is where we go from zero, let's say a startup phase, to up to about $10 million in gross revenue sales.
Okay. Excellent.
And do you have personally a comfort? Do you like the, you know, because a startup has that energy and, you know, all this optimism. And then, you know, as you get larger, you get kind of more cynical. And, you know, it's a different kind of mentality of the business person.
Well, being an entrepreneur myself, I've been through sort of the emotional roller coasters that come along with building a brand. And so if you never want to work, do something you love. And so this is something that I really have a passion for, simply because I can understand that business owners' emotional tie with that business that they've built from just the idea, and to actually see it have legs and actually see it generate a dollar. So for me, and I try to make sure that we have our staff that has the same sort of personality, if you will, that has that passion for the entrepreneur, where they can sort of relate and have a shared story, if you will. And so this is I believe the core of what makes our niche as strong as it is, as opposed to just hiring an accountant or going and finding a consulting firm. The fact that we've all been in it and we have that understanding of what the fears that we don't see that you bring to the table, and we can sort of relate to it, that's what makes us truly valuable in this market.
Sure. Also, too, part of your consulting process, do you ever touch on the sales and marketing aspect in terms of, you know, doing market research for a customer and seeing how they can maximize their sales? Do you have a component tied to your firm with that?
We don't necessarily get into generating sales. Again, we try to focus more so on their operations. And we believe that if we can focus on their infrastructure, then what we do is we sort of find out where they're going wrong at. One of the things that in our beginning model, when we began to structure this, is we found that when we try to overlap into their sales and kind of give them a bit more input on sales generation, then that sort of steps on their toes as far as what they know how to do. I mean, they know what they know. That's why they're doing it. And so we learned that we're more stronger being a backup support, being that back end. And so that's what we focus on is you go and make the money, and we'll make sure that you keep as much as you can by making sure that you have that efficiency on the back end.
Right. I would imagine that for most business owners, especially like solopreneurs, the operations is kind of a necessary evil, that they don't want to get bogged down in that. That's like more of a distraction, and they want to be focused on getting new business and doing whatever the business does.
Absolutely. And again, what I like to always tell each and every potential client that comes in is there's four aspects of business. There's sales, operation, finance, and administration. And so you've figured out the sales. Now, granted, we can provide data that will help you as far as industry is concerned, let you know where you should be sales-wise and in your particular market, region, or whatever the case may be. But again, our core is always going to be on how do we make this business operate better? How do we make it more efficient? Is it part of your billing? Do we need to look at your billing rotation? Is it the terms that you have with some of your vendors? In any instance like that, we can always step up. We can step in and we can take over, become that third party cycle for you if you're not confident to deal with the vendors in that magnitude. And that's where our strength lies.
Like, I guess you're part of the team at that
absolutely
point.
Absolutely.
Whereas in some businesses, the CPA is kind of a vendor. You know,
yes.
You're just using them for a service, but it seems like you really integrate your company into the person's business so that you take over that aspect of it.
We want to be as hands-on as possible. Again, we believe that we become their partner in business. And so it's in our best interest to make sure that that business grows, simply because, as most accountants do, it's either a monthly recurring or is that, you know, if you do that shoebox accounting, then it's just dropping your box off at the end of the year. Where in our business, we want you to contact us. We want those emails. We want you to bring those questions to us. We want to be a very intricate part of your growth.
Now, Corey, what is that similar to banking? Like, is some people's relationship with their bank is that transactional based?
I'm seeing it now. People being more proactive,
yes.
And I can see where there's a huge need for your services because people are being more proactive in terms of accounts receivables and accounts payables.
Absolutely.
Historically, Lee, what we used to run into in banking was that people, the cash flow wasn't that they wasn't bringing in enough cash flow. It was that gap in between the AR and accounts
right.
payable. So I could see where this could be a huge benefit for a company to employ someone like yourself, and it'd make it a lot lot easier to interact, you know, as a banker, as a business banker, with those type of companies that, you know, have taken a proactive stance as opposed to, like you said, dropping off your financials to a CPA and then, hey, I'll see you next year.
And, you know, the just to piggyback on what you just said, Corey, you know, I mean, and I ran a accounting practice for 10 years prior to this DMG. And as an accountant, one of the things that I can honestly say is very true is many people, business owners, don't know a lot about their business. And you see that with the in the manner that they handle their accounting, where when you have a company that drops off all of their data at the end of the year, that's a very, very, very poor way of managing your finances. You have to understand that if there's an error somewhere inside of your books, which 99.9% of the time there is, you won't catch it until the end of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're talking about your cash flow. You don't want to manage your finances that way. You want to be able to catch it. I mean, monthly is already hard enough as it is.
Sure.
And that's good bookkeeping. But if we can step in and catch it early on, that's going to make your cash flow that much more stronger. And with a good, strong cash flow, that gives you the complete opportunity to go out and do a lot more marketing, to hire better staff, to do a better increasing on technology, to really, really, really grow your business to the way that now your idea of what your business should be, because we all have an idea what our business should be, that now you have a fighting chance, especially now in this whole competitive environment.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that is a fair assessment, and that's something that I see with a lot of business owners. I mean, they're a little bit more savvy now, but once again, a year or two ago, Lee, I mean, it was just unbelievable what I would see in terms of financials, and a guy would say, hey, I'm making all this money, but I don't know where it's going, and I just go straight to the AR. I'm like, well, why don't you try having this guy pay you in 30 days as opposed to 90 or 90, 60.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So. And then, Corey, you know, just being, again, preparing financials, and when we do financial preparations for the banks, okay, and as a banker, what you're looking for is you're looking for the financials, you're looking for the last 3 years' tax return, and it's just amazing to me how often we receive a client that will say, hey, I'm trying to get this loan for, you know, inventory or merchandise, equipment, whatever the case, and I need you to do our financials.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have anything, you know, and so now we're forced to do 3 years plus tax return, and it's good for business for us. But again, you're going to this bank asking them to give you a loan, but the irresponsibleness of the financial maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
This is all a telltale sign, and this is what we sort of try to pull out when we're in our consultation.
Mm-hmm.
These are one of those corrective attitudes that we try to step in on. And so in essence, what we try to do is we try to build a good relationship with the banker itself, with their financial advisor, or whoever has any sort of say so about their finances.
And that's a great approach, too, because I know that a lot of CPAs and accounting firms, once again, I have to talk historical data, would normally try to prepare financial statements or tax returns to minimize the amount of tax liability, which, you know, the business owner would have to pay. Well, that's not a good tactic to take, because when you come into a bank, you always say, well, I made all this money.
Absolutely.
And,
right.
You know,
absolutely.
But, you know, I just did that just so I wouldn't have to pay the taxes on
absolutely.
It. Well, you know, start to give me some positive trends, and then we'll be able to lend to you. Because
absolutely.
Once again, you're coming into a financial institution in this economy asking for $50,000, $100,000, $200,000, and you haven't been responsible enough to you know, to try to pay the taxes. Absolutely. Or report the right data.
You know, I'm glad that you said that, Corey. And I know that this may go against the grain, but when you're in your growth stage, it's not wise to sort of shelter that or look for those tax loopholes, if you will. Reason being is you want to have a real idea of your growth pattern. And as long as you are trying to deduct everything but the kitchen sink, you will never have a true idea of how your business is growing. These numbers, the historical data over the last 3 years of the business, is going to set the trend on which way do you do your strategic planning going over the next 2 to 5 years. And if you are focusing on, I don't want to pay tax, I don't want to pay tax, I don't want to pay tax, how do you know the right way that you're growing? Mm-hmm. And so what we try to do is we want, even if it does mean that there might be a little bit more tax faced on the bottom line, at least we have concrete evidence. Those numbers will tell us a story on what your growth pattern is. And what we want to do is we want to find what that story is telling. If we do it the right way and you have the right team with that strategic planning, eventually we will get to the point where we won't, we'll actually need those tax deductions, where it will make sense later, but not when you're only having a $100,000 net profit.
Absolutely.
That's not the best time to really understand what your tax liability is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great.
That's great. That's advice.
Great stuff.
Now, what's the best way for someone to get more information about your firm?
Our website, www.dmgworldwideinc.com, or you can call us at 888-373-7812. Sorry, I don't call myself that much.
How about the website one more time?
www.dmgworldwideinc.com.
Great.
Great.
Good stuff, Corey. I hope you learned something today.
Oh, I did. I could go on for a couple more hours. You're giving me the hooks.
And, Corey, what's the best way? Is there a website for RBC?
Yeah, it's just www.rbc.com.
And then search for the location nearest you?
Search for the nearest location. Hopefully, it'll be the Prado location here in Sandy Springs. But, you know, also, too, our trade symbol is RY. So I challenge everyone in the community to look at, you know, RBC Bank's financials. And you will see that we're one of the strongest banks out there, bragging on a $60 per share stock price. Nice. as opposed to our competitors hovering around the $15-$20 mark. So we're doing very well.
And one more plug for the Sandy Springs Chamber. What's the website there?
www.sspc.org. Please, I challenge everyone to go out to the website. It's a great chamber. We're building lots of momentum. We had the expo in which, Lee, you were a part of.
Absolutely.
We're in the planning phase now.
For next year?
For next year, as well as a huge international event where we're going to have all of our international companies located here in Sandy Springs, UPS, Newell Rubbermaid. So it's going to be a great event. The city's involved in that as well.
Now, the chamber has those huge companies like UPS and Newell Rubbermaid, but it's also for the small.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We love the one-man business owner all the way up to the publicly traded company. So definitely it's a place where a small business owner can grow his business. I'm a true testimony of the chamber, and in fact that I was a new bank in the richest community voted by Forbes, not only in Georgia, but, you know, ninth on U.S. So it was full of banks, but by, you know, soliciting the chamber and getting the chamber's help, we've been able to do a lot of great things in the community. So the chamber's helped me out tremendously.
Very nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that wraps up another great show. See you next week on Atlanta Business Radio.